Well, if you don't fit in, you probably stumbled onto something that's awesome.
From the Coin Podcast Network studios in Portland, Oregon, this is Six Questions with Emily Burris and Ian Costello.
Yo.
How's it going?
Not bad. How are you doing?
Well, for the purposes of this podcast, I'm good. You know, other things aside that we don't have to get into for the pod.
Oh, I mean, I see on social media that you're going after the guy who wrecked your car, and I really do appreciate the fact that you used Liam Neeson from Taken and his particular set of skills to get your point across.
I felt like it was the perfect time to throw in a good Liam Neeson gif. I realized that that his particular set of skills, I think in the movie Taken, were referring to murder. And my particular set of skills were not referring to that at all. It was just the fact that I get really angry and I'm going to go down a Google rabbit hole and I'm going to go try and find surveillance video and run plates and tags and call police and do all of those things.
Well, I mean, short of murder, it's the same set of skills.
Yeah. Lots of investigative stuff. I mean, I just feel like as a general rule of thumb, you shouldn't do something illegal to a journalist because it just probably won't end well for you.
Right. We've got a particular set of skills.
We do. Other than my car getting sideswiped in a hit and run, you know, this week, I can't complain. It's okay.
Wow. You must have had a pretty good week up until this point in time if you can't complain after getting sideswiped in a hit and run.
Yeah, it cancels out. I mean, it could have been worse. Like, I'm okay. My car is still drivable. I don't have to try and find a new car. You know what I think I am going to do, though, because today has been a rather long and stressful day. I'm going to go home after we're done recording this podcast, and I'm going to turn on a little fun, mind-numbing Netflix and have myself a little binge sesh.
I'm trying to think of what shows that I watch are Netflix-based now. Is Schitt's Creek? Do we have to bleep that?
I don't think so. You should just specify Schitt's Creek with a C.
Schitt's Creek with a C, the TV show. I think that might be our only Netflix thing right now. We're still a little bit behind on that.
Okay.
I mean, we're doing the Amazon Prime with a couple things. But frankly, last month or so, we haven't had a lot of television time. Top Chef. Mm-hmm.
I like to check in on Netflix and see what's trending. I usually try to pop in and watch whatever people are talking about online. And last week, number one on the trending list was the new Netflix series, Cat People.
I know I'm going to let my age show here, let my mid-40s flag fly for a second. I've got no idea what this show is, and up until you and I started talking about this interview for this podcast, I didn't have the slightest clue who Mo Show is. Editing this thing, Emily, was an entirely new experience for me.
Oh.
It was like I was meeting somebody I should have known a long time ago.
Oh my goodness. You're risking the ire of the cat people of the internet by admitting that on a podcast.
That's okay.
But you know what? I appreciate the honesty.
And a show about cat people. I'm not a cat person. I did really appreciate his comparison during your guys' conversation, his comparison that why aren't people with two or three dogs weird? But as soon as you get your third cat, everybody looks at you kind of funny.
Right?
And I gotta say that he made some good cases to be pro-cat people. I am still not a cat person, so a Netflix show that just is called Cat People, I gotta say I swiped past it probably 5 or 6 times just scrolling through the menu looking for something to watch. And now I need to go back and watch it because, again, I just met somebody through editing that podcast that I'm totally blown away by. This guy is super cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He is truly breaking down so many barriers for cat people all around the world. It was really fun to talk to Mo Show. So for anyone else who, like you, who does not know who Mo Show is, Mo Show, the cat rapper, has carved out quite a solid piece of the internet and local news. He's gone viral several times. He is a man who raps about cats, Mo Show the Cat Rapper. He has a cat family. Well, actually, he refers to all of his fans as his cat family. He doesn't like to say fans. So they're all his cat family. But he himself lives with his wife and their five cats here in Portland, Oregon. It was super, super fun to talk to him about the Netflix show that he was just a part of, how that's had an impact on his career, and all the things that he's been doing before that. So this is really, I think, the first time that the world gets to see Mosho on a big stage and see what his cat rap life is all about. But he's been pretty familiar to a lot of Portlanders for quite some time. So I just watched the first episode of Cat People last night.
Awesome.
It was so great.
Really cool. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you enjoyed that. It means a lot.
Oh my gosh, dude, I loved it. And it's so fun that it's like you're the very first episode. Like you hit play and there you are.
Yeah, no, it's really dope. I'm very thankful. It's been a long journey and I'm just very appreciative and very thankful that I have the support and everything from my cat supporters and my cat family. And it's surreal, but I'm just trying to take it all in and I'm just very thankful.
I bet. I mean, so we had you on our show last week when Cat People first made its debut on Netflix on, so you were on AM Extra. And I know you told me that when you first got a call from Netflix, you thought it was like a prank or a joke. You didn't believe it.
Well, yeah, you know, just because all of the things that we have to deal with today with technology, and it's so easy to get people's information via email or to do some sort of like scam or something like that. These things are so common today with today's technology. You're just never sure, you know, even when you get that message that says, hey, your password has been changed to this, or someone's tried to log into your social media accounts or something. So you never really know what's real and what's not. It's a lot of screening you have to do these days.
Yeah.
So when I first got that information, it's like, is this a joke or come on? Like, are you serious? You know what I mean? But
yeah,
they were very real and they were very supportive and it was a real thing. But definitely when you just first hear that, it's not something that you think is going to be a real thing. You think it's someone trying to get your information or something like that.
Oh, totally. I know. I would probably think the same thing. I'd be like, Netflix? Yeah, sure. Whatever. But it ended up being a real thing. So what's been the response so far now that Cat People is out to the worldwide, you know, Netflix audience?
It's crazy. The response is through the roof. People from Japan, people all over the world, the Netherlands, apparently there's a big spike in the Netherlands and Japan, people all over the world, they are contacting me, they're reaching out to me, they're following me on all of my social media platforms, they're buying all of my books, they're buying my merch, they love the message that's going on, they really connect well with my lyrics, they're loving my music, they connect well with the loss of my cat Tally. That's something that a lot of people can relate to. And it's just been just all around the world, one connecting moment for a lot of the cat family out there and the cat people. And it's just been overwhelming. Even people who don't love cats, I'm turning them to cat lovers. Even people who don't love rap music per se, because I get that a lot. They say, oh, I don't like listening to rap music, but I'm listening to your tunes. I'm really catching on and I'm really loving what you're doing. So I'm just breaking a bunch of stereotypes, breaking boundaries. And most importantly, I'm getting a bunch of messages from people who look like me that's saying, you make it okay. And you're making me not be afraid to show my love for animals as well. And I'm just inspiring a whole new generation. So I'm very thankful for that. And I couldn't be happier for sure.
That's so cool. You know, that's one of the things I was going to ask you as a cat man, you know, as a guy who likes cats. I feel like there's obviously like the cat lady stereotype, right? Of like the little old ladies with 50 cats. But like, yeah, you really are like kind of breaking down those barriers being a guy who's like, no, like guys can like cats too.
Yeah, I'm the one that's I always say I put the whole cat people on my back, and I'm the one that takes the arrows or all of the negativity. I take it from my cat family. I sacrifice myself so later on in the future, we are shown in a better light, and it's not something to be frowned upon because people love their dogs. I have so many friends that have 4, 5, 6 dogs. No one thinks anything of it. But when you say I have 3 cats, it kind of raises an eyebrow or something like that. So I'm just trying to break that stigma and to let people know you're not, you know, even if you are hardcore, you're not soft if you love your animal. You're not soft if you love cats or anything like that. You can still be yourself and show love at the same time. It's not going to make you look weak or anything like that. You just be yourself. I think if you just follow your own path, walk to the beat of your own drum, I think you'll find that life will be a lot better and easier for you.
Yeah, totally. So I have to come clean with you because I was one of those people that for many, many years was like, dog person, me and cats. No. Because when I was a kid, my mom had a cat, right? So my mom had this cat from when she was in college. And so by the time I came into the picture, the cat was a little old lady, right? Who probably didn't want to deal with a toddler. I realize that now. But this cat hated me. And so I grew up thinking like, oh, I'm just not a cat person. And it wasn't until I moved to Portland and had some friends that had cats and have actually gotten to like spend time with their cats and been like, oh, well, their cats are pretty cool, that I've really, really come around to like, actually, cats are pretty cool too. And they've got like the best personalities and they might not be as eager as a dog sometimes, but when they warm up to you, it is really great.
Yeah, no, it's you know, each cat is different. You may not get, and that all just depends on with some cats. You may not get the overall energy and excitement that you would get from a dog, but I would say DJ Ravioli has a lot of dog similarities because—
Oh, totally.
Everywhere I go, he wants to be. Yeah. If I leave out the house, he stands at the door and meows until I come home, you know? So it's all in what bond it with cats. The thing I love about cats, and I love dogs too. Like people think I don't like dogs, but I love dogs too. But the thing about cats is you have to actually put in the work to get that love back in return. And some people don't want to put in that first initiation. They expect to get a cat and it's just like, oh, love me. But if you put in that time and energy, you will find out later that love comes back to you in tenfold. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's just putting down the foundation and putting in the steps to actually get that love back that you want to get.
Definitely. And I think people get to see that, especially with your cats. You've got 5. So my first question is how do all these cats get along? Because I feel like sometimes we hear about different cats wanting to be the only cat in the household. Like, do you just set the expectation that they're going to have siblings and they got to work it out?
Well, you know, it really is a family over here. I started off with 3 cats. That was Tally. She passed away. And her daughters are Mega Man and Suchi, which is still, they are a part of the cat unit still to this day. And we got DJ Ravioli maybe a year later after we moved here in Portland. We're all just kind of in sync, if I'm being honest with you. They are all just family. They all grew up together. They all grew up in the same environment. So everybody just kind of clicks. You know, you have DJ Ravioli and Black Savage. They like to play a lot. The girls like to play. They do have their own little cliques. But at the same time, we're all just one big family. And we're just really tight. We do everything together. We all sleep in the same bed, you know, have a king size bed. So that you got to have one of those. So yeah, just they're just all really close. We're all in the same house and environment and we play with them together. They eat together. So it's just kind of being brought up in that together environment. I don't leave one out. Like I take them all outside and stuff. So I never really show favoritism to them. And I think just keeping that energy and keeping them close together is why they are tight like they are.
Very cool. When you brought in like Black Savage and Lil Parmesan, like how did they kind of assimilate into the group? And everyone just kind of welcomed them in?
There was a week of 4 days to, you know, when cats are new, they don't know who it is. They think it's someone else's baby or, you know, it's the mother around or something like that. So it was a little tension for like the first 4 or 5 days. But after that, after being in here and realizing that they're just part of the family and we kind of just throw them all into the pot mix. We don't like to separate them. That way everybody knows who everyone is. You know, there's no secret. After, you know, 4 or 5 days, then everything just settled down and it's just back to normal.
And everyone gets love. You know, no one's deprived. So they're all happy.
No one's deprived. They live a very, very extremely spoiled life. They have cat treats, cat beds, all of the cat toys, all of the cool cat litter equipment. They have everything. They're living better than me.
That's how I feel about my dog. I'm like, he's spoiled. I take care of him before I take care of myself.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. So you moved here from the East Coast. When did you get to Portland?
I don't remember the exact date, but I want to say 2015.
What was it about Portland that drew you to the city?
I was just living on the East Coast my entire life, and I just wanted to go somewhere different and not where I heard a lot of people talk about during the time in 2015. It's not like Portland was on everyone's radar, and it's not like something that you heard all the time, especially on the East Coast. A lot of people don't know where Portland is. Well, when I would tell people like I'm moving to Portland, they would say, where is that? You know? So I wanted to go somewhere different, and I'm not really like a Cali type person, like super sunny and all that all the time. So I really just wanted to come somewhere that was more mellow and kind of chill. I had a friend that lived out here, and he told me that it was really cool out here and that people were kind of accepting of art and really loved creativity out here. So I just gave it a shot. I had never been out here before. I'd never seen a place, but I'm a person that likes to take risk, and I was not happy with my situation. So I wanted to change it. They say, if you don't like where you are, you have the power to change it. And I changed it.
Absolutely. So having been here for 6 years, do you think that your career would have gone the direction it's gone had you been in any other city?
Probably not. I think eventually I would be where I am now, but I don't think I would be right here right now, because the city and a lot of people here have band together and supported me. When I came here, when I first moved here, I made the news within 6 months of being here, just keeping my head down and just working and working and working. And I made the news the six months of being here, and that started all of the publications, that started all of the news viral thing. I've always been viral online before I moved here, but I got an extra spark when I came out here, and a lot of people out here really love cats, and that's a plus. So I think that this place really helped spark where I'm at today, for sure. It put me in a bigger audience, and it put a lot more eyeballs on me, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Portland really does seem to be, I think, part of the draw for the city, like part of the draw for other people to come here. And then also part of the reason that some people like being here is that it is such an eccentric melting pot. And we want all those quirky different things that you won't find anywhere else. It's not just music that you've been able to do. You've really branched out. And I loved that the documentary kind of showed, too, that you've gotten into books. You know, you're a published author in the coloring books. Now, are those your like drawings and designs and everything, too? Like front cover to cover. That's you.
I didn't draw. No, I do have an artist that I work with, but I do own everything there. What it is it's every image you see is what I came up with, but I just had someone else help me with the artwork. But everything, all of the concepts and everything, that's all from my imagination, for sure.
That's so cool. You've drawn on all these other little things that you're into too, with like gaming and other pop culture. And how have you been able to kind of blend all of this into different things that you create?
I'm just an all around natural. I like to say I'm just a natural hustler. I have unlimited energy. I know that probably sounds cocky or something like that, but I just have a fire that's burning in me that I really just can't put out. I love to work. I really, really love creating, and I love working. That really brings me happy. It brings me a lot of happiness working. So I'm like a person where if I do one thing, I'm happy when I achieve it, and I'm very thankful. But once I achieve it, I'm like, okay, that's really awesome. but now what's my next move? What's next? I'm never a person that accepts victory and then kicks my feet up and just relax and say everything's fine now. I like to say that's really cool. I'm very thankful. I'm humble, but now I'm on to the next thing. So it started like that with my book. I published one book. I was really happy and I said, I want to do another one. And then that's how I get to my sixth one. And then that's why I'm working on my seventh one now. And I love video games. I love connecting with people. I love playing all of, I have a lot more in common with my cat family than what they know. So that's why I started my Twitch and bringing my cat people over to my Twitch and gaming with them and playing games. Cause I love building communities and I like creating safe space for the outcasts and the people that feel like they aren't heard. So this is my way when I do all of my ventures of connecting with my audience and letting them know, hey, you're not alone. You have people here that are just like you. And that's why I do what I do.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think that's been, such a cool thing to see. One of the things I was going to say was, I just think it's so cool to see just the connection, particularly across social media, but, you know, all around the world, you've been able to go outside of Portland, you know, to connect with your cat family and to find these people. I mean, what advice would you give to someone who, wherever they are, you know, feels different, feels like they have these things that maybe make it hard to connect with certain people or they feel like they don't fit in? You know, what advice do you have for people out there?
Well, if you don't fit in, you probably stumbled onto something that's awesome, because a lot of the things that I got made fun of for being different, being a nerd, I come from the projects. I grew up in the projects of Baltimore City my entire life. So I come from a place of not having. I've had people tell me I wouldn't make it to the age of 16. I've seen gun violence. I've witnessed way too much violence that no kid should see. And I think being put in that environment in general kind of changes your mind and concept on things. I didn't realize I was in a bad situation until I went to high school. And my school was an average school. So if you had a high GPA, that's how you got in. So people from that school and my high school were from all over the city or all over the county. So I didn't realize that my situation was really bad until I started going over to my friend's house and they didn't want to come over to my place because of where I lived. So I've always been an outcast and I've always been made fun of because I grew up in the hood, but I was a nerd. I didn't want to hang out in the corners. I just wanted to play my Dragon Ball Z video games and chill. But all the things that I made and I dressed different as a kid, but all the things that people made fun of me of is the reason why I'm awesome and dope and cool now. So I say for that, if you are different, that's a great thing, because why do you want to fit in with everyone else? Or why do you want to be just like everyone else? Why do you want to just be a duplicate? I think the best thing you can do is stand out and be yourself. And yeah, it sucks because people are going to make fun of you. People are not going to understand you, but you got to stay the course and you have to fight for what you believe in. And eventually, if you don't give up, see, that's the place where people mess up. Sometimes people are so close to where they want to be, but they stop right at that moment because this wave of everything is impossible comes crushing down on you and you stop. But if you can just push past that and just keep going, you'll find that light at the end of the tunnel. So it's really great if you are different. You should never want to fit in with everyone else.
Totally. I feel like there's so many things from when I was like younger, you know, you think back to like middle school and high school and all these like little things that if you're interested in it, you're like, oh, but that's like, that's not cool. And I don't know if it's a combination of like just getting older or finding other people throughout my life that do like some of those things. I just feel like I don't have the energy to be worried about what people think anymore. You know,
as I get older, my cares just go throughout the window and I say, hey, I got to do what makes me happy. I've lived my life with making other people happy. I've graduated from college. I got my degree in computer science. That wasn't something that really made me happy. And it wasn't me. And I felt like I wasn't being myself when I did that. And there was no happiness in that. But the moment I stepped out and I said, hey, this is, you're not a 9-to-5 guy. You don't want to sit in a cubicle and program all day, or you don't want to write code. That's not what you do. You know, you're an artist. You know, you have big feelings. You know, you like to express yourself. The moment I really just decided to be me full time. There was laughs. People laughed at me for years, even being out here. People laughed at me on TV. They don't understand it. Oh, he's crazy. Something's weird with this guy. You know, and then you just keep following your path. And then one day, poof, you're on Netflix. And then then people take what you've been doing and what they've been laughing at for so long. They start taking you serious now because you put it on such a big platform. So you really just have to be yourself. You really have to do what makes you happy. As long as you're not hurting anyone and you're not doing anything like negative or promoting negativity or getting people hurt, I really feel like you should follow what you want to do. Even with people that play video games, growing up earlier, you know, and back in our day, it will rot your brain. It's never going to, you can't make a living off of it. And now there are people that game for a living and that's all that they do, you know? So
yeah.
You just never know. Follow what you want to do and make that your passion. And sometimes, most of the times, your passion will take care of you as well.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Life's too short. Don't spend time worrying about what other people think. It's like, I wish that more people had that message for me when I was younger. So I think it's so cool that is your message to so many, you know, younger kids, teens, anybody, you know, who looks up to you and enjoys your work. I think that's really neat.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, how Mosho's cat wrapping is helping break down barriers from cat adoption to being who you really are.
The Coin 6 weather team has the most accurate forecast in town, certified by WeatherRate. Coin 6 weather, watching out for you.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin 6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. It's our award-winning newscast, 1 hour earlier at 10 o'clock. A full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family from the news team that's watching out for you. Plus, Portland's most accurate forecast certified by WeatherRate from Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. See why more people are switching to Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. Watching out for you.
Well, you've had an awesome partner in this whole adventure too. And that was one of the things that I really loved getting to see on the series was your cat lady, MC.
Yeah, she likes to hide in the shadows. She loves everything that we're doing and everything, but she's not a person that likes to be in the light and the cameras and all that type of stuff. She's more like low key. She likes our little private dates and our little private hangouts. She's more behind the scene type person, but yeah, she has been with me this whole entire journey. And if it wasn't for her, I would not love cats. Well, I don't know if I would have the connection I would have with cats, because when I was young, when we were in college, we met in college, I would study at her house. Sometimes I would go visit her at her house with her parents. Uh-huh. And they had a house cat named Queenie who would watch me code downstairs when I had like big tests and stuff I had to turn in. And yeah. Queenie just got closer and closer over the months. And then Queenie sat in my lap. And then cat fever just took over. Next thing I know, I'm carrying Queenie in the room, asking if she wants to watch a movie with us and stuff like that. So if it wasn't for my cat lady, I would not have found my love for cats. And then also I wouldn't have the coolest and dopest pictures ever, because she helps me out with everything. And without her, I don't have the bond with all of the cats, because it's a full circle thing. The love is just all circled around all of us.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It was cool getting to see a little bit of her on your Netflix show, just because, yeah, she is such this like important person behind the scenes that I think most people probably don't know is in the picture, making all the magic happen. It's really neat.
Yeah. Making the magic happen. You know, she also, I'll give you something that people don't know. She also taught me how to make music videos too, because she went to school for broadcasting and all of that type of stuff. So
if it wasn't
for her, I wouldn't know how to do a lot of things. So
that's awesome. And she also crochets all the cool cat hats, right?
she crochets. Yeah, she does a lot of the cat hats and crochets a lot of the scarves for me and the cats and all that type of stuff. So yeah, cat lady is the lifeline for sure.
Well, that's awesome. It was really cool to see you guys and your cat family. Now, DJ Ravioli has a very cool chain that he wears in a lot of your photos and in the series. Is that a real chain? Is it heavy?
No, it's light as a feather. No, I would never do anything or put them in harm's way for likes on social media. I'm the guy that people get mad at because I won't bring my cat to far places because they don't like it.
Yeah.
It's a very, very paper light chain. It's not like real gold or anything like that. It's just very light.
I mean, it still looks cool regardless. I was just curious. I was like,
it's just cool work, you know, but now I wouldn't put anything heavy on his neck for sure.
It's a very swaggy cat chain. He wears it well.
Thank you.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Now, one of the other things that's been really big in your platform as you've become, more and more popular here as a cat rapper and with your cat family is talking about adoption and also really like working to, you know, kind of like you said earlier, like talking about guys liking cats too, but just in general, working to change the narrative on cats. I know that's been an important cause for you.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I do this in the first place. I do this to just, I want all cat people and just animal lovers to just love all the animals, you know? So I represent all of the cats, all different breeds, all different types. I just want to help cats in general. I knew that black cats were the least to be adopted just because of how they've been shown in light. And they've always kind of had that stigma with horror films and just being bad cats. Or mm-hmm. I grew up, if a black cat crossed your path, you got like bad luck, you know, or 7 years of bad luck. You know, I've heard all of these type of stereotypes as a kid growing up. So that's why I adopted Black Savage from the Oregon Humane Society, is because I wanted to show that black cats are cool. And I just also just want to get people to adopt cats. So that's why I made my Adopt a Cat music video, to help more cats get adopted. And mm-hmm. 200 cats got adopted that week of me making that video.
No way.
Yeah. And I done a lot of sponsorship work with Arm & Hammer and things like that, where we've donated over $60,000 to cat charities. I've donated 20 grand to the Mac Fund that's in Philly. And I've donated $40,000 to Cat Adoption Team, which is out there. I believe that's in Sherwood.
In Sherwood, yeah.
Yeah, and I've donated $40,000 to them out there as well. And that's why I do these things, is to just try to give back and to also just help get cats adopted. I just want to show that animals are cool in a good light and in a cool way.
It's awesome. I think the message about black cats can be so important too. My roommate, our morning meteorologist, Kelly Bayern, has a black cat. People who watch our morning show will be familiar with Jet. He makes an appearance in photos every now and then. He's the coolest dude. Like, he really is the sweetest cat. He like wants nothing more than to be curled up next to you on the couch and is like always showing affection. And he's got these little fangs. He has like a little snaggle tooth thing going on. Like, he's just the best. And it makes me so sad to think that like cats like him or cats like Black Savage would get passed up at the shelter, you know, just because they're not what somebody thinks they're looking for.
Savage is the sweetest little cat. I mean, he is a savage. That's why he has the name. He's definitely runs around and terrorizes everything. But no, he's the sweetest. He talks a lot. He just wants you to love him, and he just wants to hang out. DJ Ravioli sleeps out in the living room with me every night when I'm gaming. And the moment I cut the PlayStation off, he wakes up and he's ready to walk in the room with me. So if that's not dedication from any of the cats, like, they all play such different roles in my life. It's just really great to be able to show people and to show that us cat people are normal people too. I'm very happy to be a part of a project where it shows us as normal people and not like crazy music in the background or us just being not normal. I'm glad that it shows us as human beings that just love their cats. And that's a win for me. I'm glad that I can be the first person to kick that off as well, and to be the front and center of it. I'm glad that I'm the one that is holding the light to show, hey, us cat people are cool. I'm definitely down for that.
Were you concerned at all when you first started talking to them about the show that it might be like that? Because, you know, there are reality shows where...
I was definitely concerned. I am concerned with everything when it comes down to my brand. I always want to be shown in the best light possible. Sure. So there was a little bit concerns. But after I talked to them and I seen some of the other work that they've done, I knew that it was serious. And then once we met and I got to hang with the crew and everything, I could see that these were genuine good people, and that they wouldn't have me looking crazy or try to be making fun of me. You know, if I met them, they were all great. And it's like, if that whole atmosphere energy that we had was one big thing to make me look wild, then that would have been like, that probably would have broke my heart. But no, they, just meeting them, you know when you're around good company. And I felt comfortable around them. They were very nice, very respectful, and just never evasive or anything like that. It was great.
How long were they here filming with you?
I want to say it was like a week.
Was it during the pandemic last year, or was it before that?
It was before, like teetering that time. You know how you kept hearing the news, but nothing really took effect yet?
Yeah.
It was like right there.
Yeah. Oh, man. I remember I had just been on assignment down at Disneyland. And like a month later, I felt like everything shut down. You know,
people was talking about it, you know, what's going to happen. And then like a few weeks later, it was over.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. There's this thing in China. And the next thing you know, how was the past year for you? I mean, not only the pandemic and some of the, you know, isolation and projects and all that changing that comes along with that. But we had all of these racial justice protests. I mean, as a Black man in Portland, I imagine that's just a lot to go through.
Absolutely. It was a lot to go through. Sad to say, it wasn't something that I'm not familiar with. Just being a Black man in general in America, this is something that I've grown up seeing, especially living in the projects, being a Black man and the judgment that you have to deal with in that environment as well. It wasn't anything new to me, if that makes any sense. I'm glad that I'm happy that it seems like it opened more people's eyes to situations that's happening. And I thought that was really good to see people really coming together and really like fighting for a cause and everything like that. But it wasn't anything that was not familiar for me, because I've been dealing with this my entire life.
I have to wonder, you mentioned earlier how sometimes people will say to you like, oh, I don't ever listen to rap music, but I like your stuff, right? Your music is kind of an avenue in for some people who probably have a lot of misconceptions about rap and hip hop and the people we usually see in that genre. I mean, do you think that what you're doing as the cat rapper, not only are you kind of breaking down some stereotypes about cats, but do you think you play a role in introducing people to a Black man who has interests that they maybe would assume otherwise?
Yeah, we got a lot of barriers we have to break down. And just like I said, a lot of things that people say to me, I never listened to rap music, but you know, you're special, or like, there's a lot of like key words that you hear where people say, where you can tell that we have a lot of work as people to do, to talk and educate each other and stop this dividing, this mm-hmm. line, this invisible line that some people put in their heads, and understand that we are human beings, all of us, and we all like different things and we all do different things. And also at the same time, we're all kind of the same. We all like different things, but we also have a lot of things common and interest. Like my favorite band is Senses Fail. It's an indie band. And a lot of people, I blow people away when I say that. And it's like, I didn't even know you listen to that type of music. And it's like, what does that mean? You know, we have a lot of barriers that we have to break down, and we got to stop the judging, and we have to accept people for who they are. You know, judge people based off of actions, not just based off of looks.
Oh, totally. You know? Yeah. Yeah. To not look at someone and assume, oh, they're not going to like this kind of music, or they're not going to like video games, or they're not going to like fashion, and, you know.
Yeah, I think coming together and just taking a minute to stop and ask people questions and not judge, I think that'll go a very long way. Because some of the greatest people that I've met and some of the people that have helped me out in my struggles and troubles have been all types of races. They've been, it wides. It's a wide range. So for me, I judge the person based off of the actions and how they treat me, but not what they look like.
So as we start to come out of the pandemic here and stuff, you know, I mean, obviously pandemic's not over, but, you know, as stuff starts to open back up, as we start to take the masks off a little bit and come back into society, what's next for you? What are you looking ahead to?
I wanted to highlight on the pandemic thing really quick.
Oh, sure.
The pandemic was the situations was really bad. Yeah. As far as a whole of what happened with the pandemic, but it was really good for me because it brought me and my cat lady even closer than what we were. I didn't even know that was possible. And also, we played a lot of video games. We really got the time to sit down, and it's been go before the pandemic. So
yeah,
it's the first time we really got a chance to sit down and figure out more things that we like and find out even more stuff about each other, because you don't realize how fast you've been going until you really have to stop and sit down and you can't go anywhere, or you can't go to the bars, or there's not going to be a gig that say, hey, we need you to fly to California, or we need you to fly to Denver, or something like that. It really was a good thing and brought us closer together. And it was really a good moment for us. And I think it just made us stronger.
How did the pandemic show you? Because I know I adopted my dog last year during the spring, you know, right as the pandemic was really kind of everything was shutting down. And I didn't know, you know, when I adopted Sam, like just how important he was going to be in my life and how much he was going to mean to me getting through 2020. So how important were your cats during everything last year?
Extremely important. You just realize that they're here with you through thick and thin, through whatever, no matter what you're going on, no matter what's going on in your life, you look down and they just right there chilling. And it's just like when I would get really frustrated sometimes, or just like, I know we all just got frustrated throughout this pandemic. They would just be the nicest. Like even when I was like really mad, they would come to me and like they actually knew I was upset and stuff like that. So yeah. it really just brought us closer, and it really shined a light on to us what was really important, whether that was family, friends. You really got to see everything. You got to see the people that called you, that checked up on you. You got to see the people who just disappeared and act like you didn't exist. I really feel like it was very telling for everyone in their lives and the people that they deal with and with their animals. So I think if you pay close attention, I don't think we'll ever get that big reveal again unless something happens, and I hope it doesn't. But
yeah,
I think everyone should have paid it. That was a very pivotal moment, and you really got to see who was really there for you. And I wouldn't change that part.
We're coming out of the pandemic at the same time as cat people, you know, coming out on Netflix. I have to imagine there's like a lot of momentum now going into the rest of 2021 and beyond.
Yeah, I'm hyped up. That unlimited energy has kicked in tenfold. I want to do more work with animal adoption, pet adoption. I want to do more readings and book readings to kids. I want to go to the libraries. I want to do a lot of that stuff. I am working on my seventh book. Just dropped new merch that is available on my website, Right Meow. I'm working on my sixth album as we speak, and I'm just ready to get out there. And I want to see my people again. I haven't seen them in like a year and a half, and I want to go back and connect with the people, and I want to talk to them, and I want to meet my cat family again. And I also want to do more work here in Portland as well. I want to I want to help as much as I can. And I'm here, you know, Portland, I'm here. And I want to represent Portland and be, you know, I'm one of the creators here. And I think I'm one of the, a lot of people tell me that they come to Portland because of me, or, hey, I'm coming to Portland in a week and you're the reason I'm going to be walking downtown all week to hoping that I spot you. You know, I get that all the time. You know, so I want to be represented in Portland more. I want to do more work here in Portland. And I also just want to, just expect me to spread everything that I'm doing even further than what I've spread. So expect more sponsorships and see me all over and traveling state to state or different countries. I'm ready to get back out there and do what I need to do.
That's really cool to hear that you're not getting all Netflix famous on us and moving to LA. You're not going to Hollywood.
No, I'm staying right here. I have nothing against LA, anything. That's just not my vibe. If you know me, I'm not a person, I don't seek the attention, or I don't like to be in the spotlight like that. I kind of just like to hide in the shadows and just get my work done. And I understand that what I do brings all of this, but I'm not a person that just stands in it and soak it up. I just want to work. I just want to work and get the job done. But I am very thankful that my work is being seen and is not overlooked. But I'm not the attention spotlight person. I just want to get it done.
Well, before I let you go, I wanted to play a little quick speed round. I got some this or that questions for you. Okay.
All right, go for it. Let's do it.
Okay. So this or that, mountains or coast?
Ooh, why you do that to me? Coast.
Okay. I mean, but we live in Portland, so we don't really have to choose, right?
Yeah, but I feel like at the coast there is mountains, so it's like, right. I kind of feel like I'm getting both. You know?
Yeah. If you're in Oregon, you're lucky enough to get both. It's great. Do you go for a chocolate or fruit candy?
Oh, chocolate.
Okay. Summer or winter?
Winter, for sure.
Rainy day or sunny day?
Rainy day.
that's why you're here. We do well in Portland. A big night out or a night in?
Night in.
I had a feeling that would be your answer. And, dinner at a food cart or dinner at a restaurant?
Ooh, they are both good. You know, dinner at a restaurant. I'm still a sucker. I like to wine and dine sometimes.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. Nice little date night. Can you pick a favorite restaurant in Portland? I know that's a hard question.
Favorite restaurant in Portland?
Yeah.
Someone I fancy a lot. I wouldn't say restaurant, but Basilisk is one of my favorite spots.
Ooh, okay. I know, I have a hard time choosing.
And also, they're no longer here, but Stella Taco was the best taco place here in Portland, and they didn't make it through the pandemic. So that really, really hurts my heart.
I know. We've lost some good ones.
Absolutely.
Moshe, this has been so much fun. Thanks for spending some time with me.
Oh, no problem. And do me a favor. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week. And I look forward to seeing you not in the video chat or on TV. I look to actually forward to meeting you in person one day.
I know. We can't wait to have you in the studio and come on the show. Oh, real quick, where can people, I mean, obviously they need to go watch Cat People on Netflix. It's streaming now, but where else can they find you?
All right. So you can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Mosho. That is IAMMOSHOW on all platforms. You can get all of my music on Apple Music, Google Play, anywhere, and on all streaming platforms. You can get my books from Amazon, and you can also follow us on Twitch. Everything is at IMO Show, and look forward to new tunes and new everything very soon.
All right. Thanks, Mosho. Take care.
All right. You have a blessed week.
Do you have any desire now to go out and adopt a cat?
So I would if I wasn't slightly allergic to them.
How did you find out you were allergic to cats?
I know. I didn't have the heart to say this to Mosho during our interview. But so my roommate has a cat, which I talked about, Jet, my roommate cat. Mm-hmm. And he is the coolest, sweetest cat, and I can live in the same space as him with no issues. But when he wants cuddles and he wants to nuzzle and he wants me to pet him, if I pet him for a while, I get really itchy. And one time I made the mistake of rubbing my eyes after I pet him, and that was uncomfortable.
So likely no cats for
you. Or maybe a hairless cat.
But you're not allergic to your dog.
No, I'm not allergic to my dog. And Sam likes Jet. The same cannot be said. Jet does not like Sam. But they coexist. The cat tolerates my dog, and my dog just wishes they were friends. I don't know. Maybe I could do a Sphinx, a hairless cat, like two of Mosho's cats. And maybe they don't have as many allergies. I'm not sure.
Didn't Dr. Evil have a hairless cat?
Yes, he did. which yes, kind of makes them even more cool. I don't know. So has he changed your mind a little bit on cats and your perception of them?
I was never anti-cat. And frankly, I don't really care if you like cats or you like dogs or you like lizards or fish, even though I would rank fish as my most worthless thoughts of a pet. But I don't care what you're into for pets. I don't care what you're into for a hobby. If you're having fun and being you and at the least not bothering me, but at the most maybe even entertaining me, I'm all for it. Do whatever makes you feel cool. Did he turn me into more of a cat person? Probably not. But did he, even in the little bit of the conversation that I was able to listen to while I edited, and the little bit of interaction that I had with him while I edited that conversation, made me more comfortable with being myself?
There you go.
So I don't think it really, maybe his message really isn't about the cats.
Just about being you?
Yeah.
He turned you into a Mosho fan, sounds like.
Yes, absolutely.
And his music is really good. It is really catchy.
Can you sum up cat rap?
If I had to sum up cat rap, I think it would just, honestly, it is, it's the freedom to be yourself. It's the freedom for him to rap about the things that he loves and that matter to him, and to not try and fit into the mold of what a rapper is supposed to be, what a cat lover is supposed to be. You know, it's such a, even if you don't consider yourself a cat person, seriously, go listen to Cattastic or go listen to any of his songs and tell me you don't feel inspired to just like go out and do the thing that you love doing.
Thanks, Emily.
Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to 6 Questions on the Coin Podcast Network. You can find our entire podcast library available on demand on coin.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.